Welcome to the Questo Show. Welcome to Cinema Crespediso. I am your host, Chris Crespo. How's it going? Light applause for me. That's right. I appreciate it. Thank you. It's almost like a library in here sometimes. Reverential. That kind of thing. We're doing a summer movie season recap bonus episode. Hope you guys are ready for that. With me is my co-host, Drew Sagagabrin. Drew,
what up?
How's it going, dude?
It's going.
How you doing, dude?
Middle of the week, long day at work. I'm going to get wasted.
Oh, sweet. Has it already begun?
Oh, it's begun.
Has the wastening begun?
Mm-hmm.
The wastening of Drew Sagagabrin?
Popped a couple pills, going to drink this beer.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be good.
Oh shit, Betty by Drew Sagagabrin. We gotta get to the end of this episode before we lose the Drewster.
I mean, I'll be awake for a while.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not those, worth those kind of pills.
Not those kind of pills. Are you sure about that?
Positive.
Well, if you want to know what kind of pills they are, you can email Drew Sagagabrin. Drew Sagagabrin at hotpillsforsale.com. He does not have pills for sale. That's just the email address that was available at the time. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to recap. It's the end of the summer, Drew.
It is.
We made it through another summer. Congratulations.
Uh-huh.
You didn't die from heat stroke or... Actually, the hurricanes are just starting up.
Shit, it came close, man. Outside today. Were you outside today? It was so hot today.
Yeah, it was pretty damn hot today.
Like, I went outside at like noon, and it was definitely in the triple digits.
Well, the heat index.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a dog days of summer. That August.
It's only getting worse.
I think this is it. This is as bad as it gets here.
September is going to be bad. Always is.
Remember last year, September, it rained every single day except for four.
Dude, it's going to be like, it doesn't get cold in December anymore. Now it gets cold in January or February.
Welcome to Weathercast. We are your hosts, Chris Crespo and Drew Sagagabrin. We're talking about weather in Florida. Drew.
Climate change is real, Chris.
Climate change is real. It's making winter happen later and shorter.
And
summer
happens
earlier.
And lasts longer.
Summer lasts longer. And the sea levels are rising.
Yes.
A piece of glacier the size of Manhattan just broke off up in the Arctic.
Sweet.
So... have all that water now to add to the ocean.
Yeah, let's desalinate it some more. Let's just shut down the Gulf Stream and just say fuck it.
Shut down the Gulf Stream and say fuck it.
Yeah.
That's your weather cast with Chris Crespo and Juicy Cogburn. Thanks for listening to that show. Back to Cinema Crespediso. Summer movies. Summer movies. Well, yeah, summer's so damn hot. Good thing we spend a good amount of time inside in nice cold theaters. Theaters that are still so cold. Even during the summer, I get in there. I'm like, burn, bro.
Well, I mean... because you're also drenched with sweat from being outside.
I guess so.
That gets you a little bit more cold.
Well, I'm usually drenched with sweat because of my all meat and cheese diet.
Okay,
that's
some pretty nasty smelling sweat, I'm sure. And all the beer you drink. Oh,
it's,
God,
it's kind of sweet smelling. Like it's kind of like sweet garbage.
All right,
that's sweet garbage. If this wasn't a bonus episode, summer movie season, if this was a normal episode, the name of it would be sweet garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That might even become our new show motto.
Sweet garbage,
giving you all that sweet garbage. So in jokes between two people done outside of a podcast and then recorded later don't really work.
Nope.
It's making sense. It's good for us. We're going to talk about all the movies this summer. Not all of them. Just the ones that we saw. And we're doing just the summer movies, right? So May, June, July, August. Movies that came out in April. Sorry, you don't make the cut.
Nope.
Looking at you, Fast and Furious franchise. You want to really play with the big boys? Get out of spring. Get into summer. Where you belong. Take on the Marvel movies head on.
And get fucking creamed.
Would they? I don't know. Those Fast and Furious movies are so... Well, that last one with the death of Paul Walker, that thing, that whole morbid thing on top of it.
Well, I mean...
That gave it that extra oomph to be the highest grossing of all of them.
But those comic book movies get the kids, too.
They get the kids with the comic book movies. Fast and Furious movies are PG-13.
Still.
They get the kids. Them fucking little shits.
I'll tell you what. You make the same movie. One called Fast and Furious 8.
Okay.
Starring those idiots.
Vin Diesel.
And then make the same movie.
Okay.
Call it the next Avengers and have it with all superheroes in costumes.
So the Avengers are driving cars?
Whatever. Makes no difference.
Same movie.
If you make the same movie with those two different characters, I guarantee you the Avengers will make more money.
Yeah. Culturally, financially, they have more cachet.
They have more clout.
But don't forget, Furious 7 fourth or fifth highest grossing film? Fifth highest grossing film of all time?
I mean, so, I get that.
Yeah. But talking about that Marvel, they're the ones that started this summer. Just like they're starting next summer with Captain America Civil War.
Yep.
And all their Iron Mans came out first weekend of May. The first Avengers came out first weekend of May.
They own.
What did they open up this year, this summer with?
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron. Which was okay.
I mean, it wasn't... At least there was a bad guy in this one.
I like the bad guy more in this one than in the other ones. I like... What was his name? Ultron.
Ultron.
I liked Ultron more than... Not like Loki. Everyone loves Loki. I don't know what's so special about Loki.
It's not that they actually like Loki. It's they like Tom Hiddleston.
I guess so. Yeah, he's
That's
cool.
That's what it is.
He's cool, I guess. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. The character's like whatever.
I mean, yeah.
Ultron's way more interesting.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
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 But yeah, a lot of people like the first movie more than they like the second one.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people do. First one, a good chunk of that bored me. Second one, at least it was going. There's so much shit to get in there.
Yeah.
Except for that part where they went to the farmhouse. What was up with that? Why is Joss Whedon, he's always like, my characters need to stop somewhere and do nothing for a while.
Why did we have to find out that Scarlet, whatever.
Scarlet Witch?
Not Scarlet Witch.
Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson played
Black Widow.
Black Widow. It always happens to me.
Scarlet Witch.
Why did we have to
character?
Find out that the Black Widow was basically castrated for all intents and purposes?
Because,
I mean, she's gonna ride that Hulk dick anyway.
Because,
doesn't matter.
Because,
we don't need to know that she can't have little mutated Hulk babies.
I guess that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She was sterilized.
So the movie was okay.
It was just all right.
It was just all right. But then again, I'm not that invested in the Marvel movies anyway. Not like a lot of other people are.
I'm as invested as a comic book geek can be, and I'm not impressed. They've got the comic book thing down. They're making decent comic book movies now.
Yep.
Now it's time, and you know, all the Flash and the fun stuff, that's all well and good.
Flash, is that DC?
But, you know, I'm looking for something with a little more substance.
Sure. Well, I mean, can you really ask for that from a comic book movie?
Ant-Man
was pretty good.
I had a little more substance. Yeah. Just enough.
Just enough to actually hang your head on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
The Wolverine. Substance. Just a little bit.
Well, that's Wolverine, yeah. It's a good character.
The X-Men movies, a little bit of substance.
X-Men, well, the X-Men characters were created as, you know, in response to a civil rights movement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It can be done, Chris.
It can be. Well, this one was all about...
And if you're going to go...
What was Ultron about?
And if you're going to go just off the rails and not even care what you're doing, mm-hmm. just give me some more rated R Punisher movies then.
Right.
Because if you don't care, then you don't care. Give me what I want at least.
Or give me a Watchmen miniseries.
Yeah, sure. I'm down.
Yeah. Where you're even more faithful to the book.
Uh-huh.
You get 12 full episodes.
Sure.
One season run.
I like it.
Boom. Done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Done. We'll make it happen.
All right.
I'm sure that won't be a problem whatsoever for us, the two of us, to get that off the ground.
Of course not.
So, yeah, Avengers came out and it was...
Eh.
All right. And then what came out after that? For us.
Well, I mean, I didn't see Hot Pursuit. But that came out May 8th.
A lot of people didn't see Hot Pursuit. And that was the weekend after Avengers because everyone stayed out of the way. Everyone figured Avengers was going to have a huge first couple weekends. So stay away from that, which was smart because it did make a lot of money.
And then on the 15th, Mad Max Fury Road.
Mad Max Fury Road, that is right. That came out 2 weeks later. I mean, at the end of the episode, I want to say what our favorite movies are and our least favorite movies of the summer are. Keep track of that.
I'm pretty sure Mad Max is going to be my favorite movie of the summer. It's just, I mean,
I think of the summer for sure. It's getting to the point where is it going to be in my top 10 of the year?
It's going to be.
It depends on what's coming out.
I've already got a handful of movies that are going to be in my top 10 of the year.
Yeah, I have two or three so far.
Yeah.
In addition to
Mad Max.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's a lot of good movies looking to come out. We'll have a fall preview episode coming out soon. We can talk about all those movies that could possibly make that top 10. Movies that could possibly blow us away. As it stands right now, Mad Max is in the conversation because it's so damn good. Only movie I've seen this year more than once.
I saw it three times.
I
haven't done that since Watchmen, Chris.
The only other movie I wanted to see more than once this year was It Follows.
Yeah, that would have been fun in the theater again.
Yeah, would have been nice to see it in the theater again. I really want to see it at the time, though. It happens. Mm-hmm. Mad Max made the time. Yeah. Well, one time it was like a... Other movie was sold out.
So let's go.
Mad Max started 10 minutes ago. I remember what happened the first 10 minutes. It's fine. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Good times. Uh-huh. Good times. So yeah, love that movie. Coming on DVD in next week.
Yeah, it's on the digital right now.
It's on the digi now.
I keep seeing ads for it on the Xbox.
Yep.
They're like, watch this shit. I'm like, I already have.
And it only made like $150 million or so domestically. So while that's pretty good, there's still a lot of people out there who...
Dude, there's a lot of people who just haven't seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really surprised.
Who are they going to discover it
on
DVD and then be like, why didn't I see this in theaters? I would be like, because you're idiots. You don't listen. You don't listen to us. You don't listen to our show. That's why.
That's why.
Because we've been talking about that shit for months now.
Yes.
It's May. Goddamn, it's May. All right, Mad Max Fury Road. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
22nd, Tomorrowland and Poltergeist.
Those came out the same weekend.
Yep.
See, it's funny now going back, find out what movies came out at the same time. Coming off of Mad Max, that's a bummer of a weekend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it had the potential to be pretty good.
That's the thing. That's why it was a bummer.
It wasn't.
Two movies that could have been good. Good directors.
Good actors.
Good actors. Good ideas for what? Is a remake of Poltergeist a good idea? That's debatable. But the way they're going about it seemed right, at least from the outside. You got Sam Rockwell. You got the Gil Keenan. Sam Raimi was producing the whole thing. Just like nothing there. Talking about nothing there. Can't hang your hat on it. The movie's half an hour shorter than the original Poltergeist, and all the stuff they took out was all the stuff that made you care about the people who lived in the house.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, ooh, look, they have cell phones.
And you get to see the creepy
inside. And you get to see the creepy, another world. Ooh. Yeah. CG. Ooh.
All that stuff really reminded me of the Justin Long one, Raimi. Drag Me to Hell?
Drag Me to Hell?
Yeah.
That part, I guess, all the like spindly arm dudes that come up out of the ground and stuff. Yeah. Man, I love in Dragon Ball Z when it's a kid that they're trying to save in the opening scene, right? And then the demons come, the ground opens up, and they grab the kid, and they suck him into the ground. And then it's like in huge letters, boom, Dragon Ball Z. And the soundtrack is like, whoa. It's like, whoa, so intense. That's the type of movie you want to see on a big ass screen. Poltergeist was no Dragon Ball Z. And then Tomorrowland was just like...
Yep. It was a bunch of fluff.
It was a bummer. It was Bummerville, dude. It was fluff. It was like Brad Bird is telling us how he thinks the world is going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we do something about it over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, we get it, bro.
Seriously, we get it.
We get it. Yeah, can he just make Incredibles 2 now and go back to entertaining us?
Yeah.
Instead of lecturing us, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Awesome.
I mean, it had parts that were cool about it, but... Yeah, just not that good.
Nope.
So yeah, kind of a crappy weekend there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
May 29th, San Andreas and Aloha.
San Andreas.
You
didn't see that one.
The San and...
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse after Poltergeist and Tomorrowland, you followed that up with San Andreas and Aloha same weekend.
Mm.
No wonder I saw Mad Max again.
Yeah, I know, right?
No wonder. Movies can be this awful. I need to be reminded how great they can be again.
Yeah. I mean,
San Andreas is Drek. It's so bad. It's so bad that they announced the Rampage movie, that the video game Rampage, the three monsters, people that become monsters. They announced that. I was like, that's a great idea, even though there's never been a good video game movie. Uh-huh. Like, that's a great idea. And then they announced The Rock's going to be in it. I'm like, that's a double great idea. I'm in. And then they announced a director, and it's a guy who did this and Journey to the Center of the Earth 2.
Like,
no. The House of Cards of Hope that had built came. They crumbled down.
So fast.
And then they got doused with lighter fluid and set aflame. And then the ashes were gathered up, and they were put into some fireworks, into a mortar, and they were blown up into the sky. That's what happened to my expectations for that movie.
Nope.
Just because that guy, he's not a good director. And San Andreas is not a good movie. Not good. Just rewatch 2012.
Mm, why? No.
You know why?
No.
You know why? Because you get all the same earthquake stuff, plus you get hurricanes and tsunamis and tornadoes.
Still not interesting.
You get it all with a dash of Chewie EG4 and just a sprinkling of Oliver Platt, which is way more than you look at with San Andreas, let me tell you. That's for sure. And then Aloha came out.
Yeah. The worst Cameron Crowe movie I've seen.
That's because you haven't seen, what's that one? Elizabethtown.
No.
With Orlando Bloom.
And that's probably why.
Probably why. for that couple of years there where they tried to make Orlando Bloom a star.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see that happen?
That Pirates, man, it almost got him there.
Almost got him there. But everyone was like, oh, what are we fooling? We're here for Johnny Depp.
Yeah. At the Lord of the Rings series, I mean, he was Legolas.
That is a popular character. Yeah. That's what... That came out first, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely came out first. So that's what put him on the map. Pirates of the Caribbean was like definitely got him like that extra yard. But then it was like, now you got to do it on your own, buddy. And it's like,
nope.
I'm Orlando Bloom. I got nothing for you.
Squat.
But Aloha had Bradley Coop.
Yeah.
He's good.
He is.
Emma Stone.
She's attractive.
Attractive and good.
And, yeah. Good actress as well.
I mean, for real, point out attractiveness, Bradley Cooper is a very attractive man.
Gotta give it to him.
Gotta give it to him. Anyone with eyes, like deers in the forest, would see Bradley Cooper and be like, that is a gorgeous one of those tall things. Speaking of gorgeous, Rachel McAdams, who I'm always happy to see in anything.
Yeah.
Because it's Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
And, Bill Murray was the Elon Musk type dude who wanted to put a satellite into space
with weapons in it.
Spoiler alert! It's seriously, why does this
Doesn't
movie
matter.
Why does this movie involve that shit?
Yeah.
Like, is the movie about Bradley Cooper's character?
And why is Danny McBride even in the movie?
Why is McBride even in the movie? And he's always like playing with his like.
They don't use
his
him for his.
This character does nothing.
No,
he doesn't do nothing. This character doesn't do anything. And then the story's like, is it about Bradley Cooper like getting over his ex-girlfriend Rachel McAdams? Is it about him falling in love with this chick?
It's about both.
Is it about the culture of Hawaii being lost to time? Is it about
and it's also about him finding a kid that's like 12 or 13 years old that he didn't know was his?
Yeah, that's right. Or is it about the
dude who doesn't talk?
Or is it about the thing with the billionaire and he's using the army, the privatization of the army?
Yeah.
Or is it about putting weapons in space? Yeah. What does this movie want to say outside of Aloha?
I have no idea.
No one knows. And
that's
another one of those things where it's a bummer. It's like a lot of talent behind this thing. It should have worked, and it never did.
And squat.
Then when it's all over, you're like, why? Why did they make it?
They tried.
You know what, though?
And failed.
You know what? It was way better than San Andreas. If I had to go back between San Andreas, Aloha, definitely watching Aloha. Like 10 times out of 10. And then I'd shoot myself.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
Promptly. So that was the end of May? Is that how May ended?
Yeah.
Oof, May. Going out with a whimper. Where did June pick us up with?
June picked us up with that Entourage movie, June 5th.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse.
I know, right? And Spy as well.
No, okay. So no wonder I didn't feel like I wanted to really kill myself after seeing all those movies in a row.
Because you enjoyed Spy. I didn't see
it. You didn't see Spy. I recommend when you get the chance, like, you know, Redbox or Netflix or whatever, to give it a watch. Because it's definitely enjoyable. Just for the Jason Statham stuff alone is...
And the Entourage movie is...
Jude Law's good too.
Way too bro-y.
It's so bro-y and despicable. And man, I
kind of hate myself for watching every single episode of the goddamn TV show.
I watch a lot of it. I don't hate myself for watching. It was a different time, Drew. It was seriously pre-market crash.
Yeah.
When it was cool to think about the rich and like watch the rich and their first 1% first world problems. But now a whole movie about that shit when like wage equality is the issue of the day and stuff like that. And these guys are like, we need an extra $15 million to make our $75 million movie.
It's okay. I'll just write a check.
No, I'll just write a check. And one guy's like, it's not about that, guys. We need that guy to write it. He's like, fuck you all. Yeah. I hate you all.
Uh-huh.
I really hate the guy who wrote it and directed it and produced it. The Doug Ellen fellow came up with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Your sins are unforgivable, sir, for making just quite possibly one of the worst movies of the year. I look forward to shitting on the Entourage movie at every chance I get for the rest of my life.
Awesome.
Moving on.
Spy.
Spy, which is good. I enjoyed it. You didn't see it, but definitely people should definitely check it out. It's a fun action comedy, for sure.
June 12th, Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl came out. It's not really a summer movie.
Okay, but
it was a good movie.
There are those indie films and the counter-programming things. These are the type of movies that they make a big splash at like the Sundance Film Festival or, what's the one? South by Southwest, you know, stuff like that happens earlier in the year. Then they get picked up, and then they get released during the summer, oftentimes against like really big movies, hoping that, you know, some people are sick of these big movies, mm-hmm. and they might want to check out something small. We saw, did we see that at the NZM?
Yeah, we yep. Right? Saw it at the NZM.
And it's a good movie.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it.
And it's based on a book.
Yeah. Earl was awesome.
I have to read it. Earl was awesome.
I really enjoyed Earl.
I would like more Earl.
Mm-hmm.
But leave him wanting more.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Was that the same weekend as... No, that was the
Jurassic
next...
Jurassic World.
Oh, that was... Okay, so see, counter-programming. They're like, you know what?
Kaboom.
There are going to be a couple people out there that don't want to see a movie about giant dinosaurs. So here's a cancer comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Coming-of-age cancer comedy.
Yeah.
It's like 50-50, but for the tween set. No, the teenagers. Tweens are a little younger. J-World. Goddamn. All that money.
Yeah, I mean, the movie was just okay.
The movie was okay.
I mean, but, the second best Jurassic Park movie they made.
Yeah, because the other ones are so bad. And
but nothing touches that first one.
And I've heard this said before a lot, and I totally believe it. Quality of a film has pretty much nothing to do with opening weekend. A film's quality is usually might affect, will help affect its box office in subsequent weeks. Word of mouth, people telling, hey, you should go see this movie, it's good. And then people who weren't going to see it before, or vice versa, like with the first Hulk movie with Eric Bana,
mm-hmm.
huge opening weekend, it nose bombed the second weekend, like infamously.
Because everyone was like, nobody see, stop,
people
everybody
like, stop.
Stop,
don't. We were all excited for this. Yes, we were the guinea pigs. We know it's terrible. You guys stay home. Trust us. He fights Hulk dogs. You don't want to see that. And then he fights a puddle monster. Nick Nolte turns into an electrified puddle monster.
Yes.
And they fight in the dark. Uh-huh. Trust me, guys.
You don't want to watch this.
So, Jurassic World. People like it, though. Some people really like it. It's good enough that huge opening weekend, $200 million plus opening weekend.
It's not as good as the first one.
Well, of course not. But it was kind of built on the back of the first one, the popularity of the franchise, even with the second and third one being so bad. Something in the marketing got people out. For whatever reason, people were nostalgic enough for the first one at this point, 21 years later,
mm-hmm.
that everyone turned out for Jurassic World.
Well, that means there are grown-ass adults who weren't alive when the first one was in theaters.
That's
so.
True. That's true. So, damn, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
So we're getting our Jurassic World. Now, are they going to call it Jurassic World 2? Is it a start of a whole new franchise?
Oh, can we please not? It needs to be called something else.
Because they are doing a sequel.
Raptor Squad.
Obviously. Hopefully there'll be more Raptor Squad. Chris Pratt Raptor Squad. And
the Raptors will shoot lasers out of their eyes as times, and Chris Pratt will be wearing sunglasses and fingerless gloves.
I'm in. That sounds
Raptor cool. Squad.
I'm there. Opening weekend. Uh-huh. Take my money. Take all my money. The idea for the first one's a good idea. The park is operational. It's been however many years since the disaster of the first park. Mm-hmm. New park is operational. Everything's going great. Good idea. And then it goes to shit with people in the park, right? I feel like they could have done way more with that, though. Yeah. Way more with it. They had all the people corralled in one section. Then there's one attack of, like, the pteranodons. And that was it. I wanted people, like, running away from stalking dinosaurs and shit. I wanted the shit to get fucked up.
So you want more of a thriller.
More of an action thriller. I wanted people, like, oh, shit, there's dinosaurs everywhere. And people are just constantly running from them.
I think that one's going to be rated R, Chris. Because the scenes that I'm envisioning.
You cut away from all the
people
you
are dying.
You cut away from the people die, though.
So many people are dying.
You just don't show the blood. And then you can have thousands of people dying. Look at your G.I. Joes and your comic book movies.
Okay.
Thousands of people die in those films. And as long as you don't see
nobody
it.
Bats an eye.
This movie was Speedy 13.
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio got ate by a raptor. He got ate by something.
Wasn't it was it? Was there added
it was
raptor
something? It was because it was small. It was something yeah. small. Because it was in a room with him.
Yeah.
And they're like, eat his guts. I assume so. We couldn't really see.
I mean, that sea monster got to eat a lot in that movie.
Yeah, surprisingly, when nothing happened in the water.
He ate a lot.
I mean, yeah, dude. They found ways to really work him in.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah.
I like the idea for the sequel that they're doing, which is now it's even further down the road from the disaster of that park. That company, InGen, they're going to be, that's it, they're done. After that PR disaster, they're going under. The technology.
I was about to say, because the Chinese dude,
He totally
the Chinese
got away.
Dude gets away with it. BD Wong gets away with all the samples. Yeah. He's going to sell that shit to like
everyone,
all comers. So now it's down the road where people have been developing dinosaurs all over the place. There are dinosaurs all over the world. I'm assuming in more than just different like dinosaur parks. They'll find other ways to utilize dinosaurs.
Oh, the army's totally going to be riding Triceratops into battle and shit.
So hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully the success of this movie will now give us some Jurassic so
maybe
World
we will,
movie.
Maybe we will get Raptor Squad.
Raptor Squad. I'm down for Raptor Squad.
They're policing the streets, man, keeping New York safe.
Fingerless glove, Chris Pratt.
Raptor Squad.
I'm in. I'm in for that. Hollywood, hire us. We'll write this one for you. Sounds easy. Writing is easy. We'll do it. We got all the ideas. So that came out and took all the money. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, at least it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, pretty much.
June 19th, Inside Out and Dope.
That was just weird. Two very good movies. Inside Out, Pixar's biggest opening weekend, I think, for a non-sequel.
Well, yeah, I mean... Yeah, like, I could see
not,
why.
I'm not mean, counting your Toy Story sequels, your Car sequels, stuff like that, Monsters.
It's
whatever.
A family movie, it's animated, and then there are the Pixar junkies who are going to go out and see it no matter what. Right. And it's a very wholesome movie.
It's a very wholesome
film. I mean,
film.
It's about fucking... It's about, personifying emotions. It's about fucking.
Oh, it's not about fucking?
No.
It is. Yes, it's a very sentimental film because it is directly about emotions, but they found a very inventive way of making a movie exploring a person's emotions as they develop. You know, mm-hmm. as they go through those early pubescent years.
Yes.
And it's very effective. It's very well done. At times gorgeous, at times weird. Like when they go into that defragmentation
that
section.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the little helper dude's like, what are we doing today? Yeah, it looks like today we're grasping loneliness. Okay, yep. Burn everything off in there. That's pretty awesome. It's a very good movie. And also at $90 million opening weekend, which is incredible, coming after... Jurassic World. Jurassic World made over $100 million that weekend. So that weekend, top two movies made almost $200 million. That's... No one was doing anything other than going to the movies.
Yeah.
Those two weekends. And $90 million is like the biggest opening weekend for a original animated film. Like, pretty much all your qualifiers, your based on a book, all that stuff. Get rid of all that. Original opening weekend, $90 million, boom. It's like up there, breaking records and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Yeah. Good for them. And then Dope. Another one of those counter-programming.
Yes.
Smaller film.
Yes.
And Dope is pretty dope.
It was dope. I mean, it actually had something to say, and I think it said it very well.
I think so, too. It was had a clear voice, and it's definitely modeled a bit on those 90s Get Out of the Hood movies.
Well,
your Juice, your Boys the Men, Menace of Society.
It's supposed to be,
it's
though.
Supposed to be. It's very much... doing that, like, oh man, my connector here. I need some more connectors. It's very much like the main character. It's like the main character.
I mean, if you
where he's obsessed about the 90s.
But I was about to say.
But he's still very current.
Well, yeah, I mean, it,
with the Bitcoin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah, so the movie does the same thing, mm-hmm. right? It's it does the 90s thing, but then it gets a little more meta.
And a little techie, too.
And a little techie. And yeah, it's a very good movie.
Well,
yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really liked it. Good stuff. And that was, so Jurassic World, and Me and Earl and the Dying Girl weekend before, and then Inside Out and Dope weekend after.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad 2 weeks.
No.
Not bad at all. Well, it's really the indie film saving the day there.
June 26th was Ted Dose.
Okay. I hardly remember a thing about it.
Yeah, me neither.
Very, pretty forgettable movie. I really liked the first one. The
first one was good. The second one was, like you said, forgettable.
Yeah. I'm just realizing now, I don't remember shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay, I guess. It didn't have to be made. It did have a plot that apparently they were working on a Cheech and Chong type story where they were transporting marijuana across country.
Mm-hmm.
And then Weird Millers came out like 2 summers ago with the same plot. And they were like, shit, we got to rewrite our story. So they rewrote about this whole thing about Ted getting the civil rights. And it just wasn't good.
Yep.
No, it was not. Okay. So that was the end of June?
Yeah, that was June.
I wonder what happens. Ooh, I think I remember what happens. July opened up with the Terminator Genisys.
No, Genisys.
Genisys?
Not Genisys. Genisys.
Genisys.
Which was god awful.
So apparently, thanks to foreign markets, especially China, apparently, Terminator Genesis has made something like $400 million worldwide.
Really?
It's made, of all movies ever, it's made the most amount of money a movie has ever made worldwide without making $100 million here in America.
Wow.
And thanks to those foreign fuckers, you may be getting a sequel.
Interesting.
To Terminator Genesis with probably the same Jai Courtney and Khaleesi. And it's a closed suit that's been opening and closing. Go listen to our spoiler bonus episode where we delve into that movie, rip it apart, and realize that the whole thing is just rotten from the core.
It really is.
I mean, what shit? 2019, the rights for Terminator revert back to James Cameron.
So we have to wait that long?
It's only 3 years away. The most damage they can do is one more shitty Terminator movie. 2019, no matter what happens, no matter how much money it makes, James Cameron gets the rights back to Terminator. So if anyone
God, I hope he has a script ready.
If he doesn't have a script ready, it's one of two things. Either the movie gets made with his direct supervision, if not him directing it, or that shit ain't getting made. No. Like, no more cash-grab Terminator movies.
Yeah.
And then by that point, too, Arnold's going to be in his mid-70s.
It'll be time for a reboot.
Yeah, because he'll be too old. Officially too old.
Yeah.
I mean, in this one, he was barely able to do it. It's kind of a bummer. It's watching okay. King Conan, though, he can still do that. Because the whole idea of King Conan is like, King Conan's an old man. Yeah, what's he going to do? By Grom, what's he going to do? Yeah. We'll find out.
July 10th.
In a couple summers, maybe.
Minions came out.
Oh, which we didn't see. Nope. But they have that part in the trailer where they're hitchhiking to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw that in the theater, I was like, is that really in the movie? Or do they have these special trailers now where, depending on the city you're watching the movie, the trailer, like if you watch the movie in a theater in St. Louis, and then they flip over to Packer, it just says St. Louis. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I guess they're really going to Orlando. Didn't see
it. That was it.
That was it for for that weekend.
Yeah, a bunch of other little movies came out.
Yeah, all the little movies. I mean, we didn't see any.
July 17th.
The summer movies, yo.
Ant-Man and Trainwreck.
Ant-Man, okay.
That was a good weekend.
That is a good weekend. Ant-Man, first we'll talk about that one. Mentioned it earlier. Comic book movie. Marvel comic book movie again. But unlike Age of Ultron / Avengers, Genesis, whatever. Ant-Man was it was scaled down. It had a heart to it, an emotional, hook with the whole dad just wanting to be a good father to his daughter, getting out of prison, wanting a second chance, etc., etc. Could the movie have been better? Sure, but you know what? Considering the way it was made and all the troubles they had production-wise and how they had to get a new director a month before production and did a bunch of rewrites and stuff, the movie turned out surprisingly well.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Definitely.
Is it? No, okay. There's more coming. Well, I guess the only other... Is Fantastic Four the only other comic book movie to come out this summer? It's Fantastic Four, Ant-Man, and Avengers.
I think so.
So I guess, Ant-Man would be the best of the bunch there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. And then Trainwreck. Best comedy of the summer? Best studio comedy? Probably.
Probably.
I think so.
I mean, straight up comedy? Yeah, probably. Yeah,
like a straight up studio comedy.
Yeah.
Big budget comedy.
Yeah.
Written by Amy Schumer. I was more surprised by how good she was as like an actress. At least she was mostly playing a version of herself doing that thing.
Yeah.
But there were scenes that called for her to like cry and stuff and show some emotion.
She wasn't bad.
Yeah. I mean, she was watchable. She was good. She was good enough. She was good enough for that. Could she do like Daniel Day-Lewis type shit? Like, could she play Lincoln? Probably not, but she could play herself.
Yeah.
And not be stiff.
Which is good enough.
Yeah. For this, definitely good enough. Helps to have good people around her.
Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow directed. Bill Hader is the lady of the movie. Because it's kind of like...
In all reality,
it's your basic rom... It's sort of basic rom-com.
Yeah, but the roles are switched.
The genders are switched.
Yeah.
So instead of being about some, sort of ditzy chick, unexperienced chick, meeting some dude who's like a rascal and got to get his shit together, the chick has to get her shit together. And Bill Hader's like kind of a dope.
Yep.
It's a good...
It's a like, I'm a doctor.
So I'm a doctor. You know, I guess sports are okay, I guess. I don't know. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to cuddle? We just met. You want to, can I hold you in my arms?
Please?
It was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. Definitely would recommend it. Was that the end of July?
July 31st.
Damn, July had 31 days this year. That's crazy.
Vacation, which was awful.
Oh, no.
And Mission : Impossible - Rogue Nation.
That's an interesting weekend. Let's start with the Mission Impossible.
It was good.
Rogue Nation, which again, we did a spoiler bonus episode on that one. You can go check that out. Yeah, it was good. Definitely enjoyable movie. The Mission Impossible movies, the last two ones, have been very good. Third one was okay. Second one was not good. Not good. I love the first one just because of the Brian De Palma movie. But the last two have been good. I've really enjoyed it. This one, it definitely feels more like, you know, it's directed by the same guy who did Jack Reacher. So it feels more like that movie. The action sequences themselves are a little more grounded in terms of like, the fighting and the car chases and stuff. They still have the big stunt sequences, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which, unfortunately, the plane one, even though, you know, it's in the very beginning, so it's not like it had much anything to do with the story.
It's still kind of crazy.
It's very crazy, but it didn't have... It was like in all the marketing stuff. On the poster.
I actually almost enjoyed that more because I thought to myself, great, they're ruining, you know...
That they took a piece of action from the beginning of the movie and focused on that.
Not even the beginning of the movie. That was pre-credits.
Yeah. It was the cold open. Yeah. I definitely appreciate that. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, but I didn't mind all that much.
The only thing is that by the time the movie comes around, that scene happens. Like, okay, now here's the 24th time that I've seen Tom Cruise on the side of this plane. It's like, I watched the making of video on YouTube. I've seen the commercials and the trailers, and I see the poster.
Yep.
And now here's the action movie. I guess it's still pretty
cool. Well, that crazy bastard strapped himself to the side of a plane.
Yeah, that was good times. And he did it like 8 times. Because it was like the first 7 weren't good enough. Yep. I didn't look panicked enough. I need more panic in my face. I'm not scared. I'm Tom Cruise.
August 7th.
Wait, what else came out that weekend? Oh, Vacation.
Vacation.
Not
awful.
Good. Not good. Not good.
August 7th, Fantastic Four, and The Gift.
Okay. Gift wasn't bad at all. I enjoyed it. Pretty good thriller.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's
very much.
It's a tight little movie, tight little story. Definitely a tight movie with the way it ends, the way the story, how the story builds up and the way it ends. It's meant to kind of like shock you a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but then also like I imagine on the rewatch, it's like, I don't really feel like I need to rewatch that movie.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, I guess it was a good shock, but I've had bigger shocks.
That they're almost along those same lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've had, but yeah.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Done much better.
Sure. Yeah. But this Asians. One was still by Asians.
By Asians. Crazy fuckers.
I don't know, but I think they were Asian. But those movies also, like, this wasn't necessarily done through the Hollywood system, but it is starring, like, some, you know, well-known people, and it got a wide release by, you know, someone picked it up and put it out in all the theaters. So it's cool that it came out as a mainstream movie, you know. It's not like the first time you saw Old Boy or anything, but still. Pretty good.
Yeah, Old Boy's
not bad at all. And then
I'm not talking about the Spike Lee joint. I mean,
Didn't even put joint on the advertising for that. He does not call that a Spike Lee joint.
Okay, well, Spike Lee film. Either way,
he hates it.
Not very good.
They took half an hour of that movie out from him, and he's like, "Fuck you guys, I'm gonna go to Kickstart my movies from now on." And
that hasn't worked out for him.
Well, he got one kickstarted, and then the movie didn't turn out very good, so he tried to get a second one kickstarted, and people were like, "No, dude, your first movie, that other movie was kind of whack." And then he was like, "Fuck you guys." And then Amazon started up their movie studio, and they funded Spike Lee's latest Chirac. So we're moving about that section of Chicago where all the people are dying.
Yeah.
So The Gift was good. Fantastic Four, we've talked about that pretty extensively on the show by now.
It's not very... It's not.
It's a... Yeah. It
so much potential.
So much potential. A lot. There's... I told you about, I think on... Was it the last episode? How I read how there's the script, the original script that Josh Trank and his writing buddy came up with, and it had all these different characters, and it was going a different way, and it was had much
Mole
more
Man,
action.
A car. Mole Man,
yeah. Even with the rewrite though, they did, when they scaled all that stuff back, they still had 3 action scenes in the rewrite, and then when they started gearing for production, Fox was like, we're taking away this money from your budget, you have to take out like 2 or 3, you have to take out all this action, we gotta take all this out, your whole movie's gonna be people in hallways talking.
it's gonna suck.
So, I don't know. Josh Trank's getting a lot of the blame for that one, but I feel like he kind of got screwed by a production company that didn't know what they were doing, i.e. Fox.
August 14th.
Coming up on the end of summer here. Here we go. Winding it up.
Straight out of Compton and the man from Uncle.
Winding it up. I combined winding it down with wrapping it up.
Yep.
Man from Uncle. Okay movie.
I didn't see it.
It's entertaining. It's a breezy romp. It's as much of a breezy romp as you're going to get about a movie about making nuclear weapons to destroy the world. Mm-hmm. What's at stake is the end of the world. But it's a sexy, breezy romp. Both of them. What else came out? Straight Outta Compton.
God.
That was a damn good movie.
Don't
know. Damn good movie, Straight Outta Compton.
A little long in the tooth.
It's, you know, I didn't think so. I was actually, when the movie was over, I was surprised at how quickly I felt like, because it was a 2.5 hour movie. I was a little surprised.
I felt it.
You felt it?
No.
I was pretty enraptured by the whole thing story-wise. Really well made, well acted. The music's great.
Music was fantastic.
Definitely one of the better biopics I've seen in a while. Music biopics, for sure. Yeah. Straight Outta Compton. Damn, straight Outta Compton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
August 21st, American Ultra,
hey.
And Hitman : Agent 47.
That was just last weekend.
Yes, it was.
American Ultra, disappointing. Kind of underdeveloped.
Yep, and I still have yet to see the Hitman movie, but I'm gonna see it.
You're gonna see it because someone else wants to see it. I already saw it.
I'm sorry, yeah.
And, yes, it's a video game movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us up to now, this weekend. I mean, this weekend, technically, it's the end of August. What's coming out this weekend?
It's the weekend of September 4th?
That's next weekend. That's next. What's coming out the last weekend of August? Nothing big. I already forgot. I have it written down around here somewhere, actually. Let me see.
Oh, We Are Your Friends and No Escape.
Yes, the bro-y movie about bros who like to bro with the bros. And the Owen Wilson, Lake Bell, running away from a Southeast Asian coup d'etat movie.
Yeah, I'm not interested in either of those.
Apparently, Owen Wilson and Lake Bell did all their own stunt work.
Okay.
Which mostly involved them just like jumping from roof to roof. And then running away from people shooting blanks.
Sweet.
We Are Your Friends also features Zac Efron doing all his own stunts. So like when he takes the earphones and he has one on one ear, and then like he leans in to the mixing board, he's like doots. He's really doing that stuff. Not the actual music. I mean, they put all that in later.
Good for them.
But he's actually wearing those headphones. My crush is a solid head. We're looking over there.
September 18th. God,
that's
damn.
That's Black Bass. And Sicario, same weekend.
And?
That's the, there's another, what else comes out that
weekend? Everest comes out too.
Oh, and Everest comes out. That's the fall preview episode, which we'll do soon, here, in a week or so. We'll put out another bonus episode where we talk about all the movies coming out, September, October, November, December, and maybe a little bit of the bleed over into January, February, and...
Oh, is it actually coming out?
Yeah, it's actually coming out.
The Green Inferno, they're actually going to put it out?
Yeah, remember when we saw the trailer for it that didn't have any footage?
2 years ago?
No, like a month ago, not even. They showed a new trailer for it with a September release date, but the trailer didn't show any footage. It was just all sound and music.
Oh, it was really scary.
And then it was the quotes. Yeah. People are like, the most horrifying, scary thing you ever see. Screen Rant or whatever. You don't remember that trailer? Remember that trailer?
No.
Anyway.
There's a Ben Mendelsohn movie coming out, too.
What's a Ben Mendelsohn?
Ben Mendelsohn and...
Mendelsohn.
Ryan Reynolds. Mississippi Grind.
I don't know what that is.
It's got Ben Mendelsohn throwing dice.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll see that then. He's throwing dice?
He's throwing dice.
Oh, I'll see that. Sure, I'll see that. All right, well, that was your... Well, actually, now, we're at the end here, before I forget. Let's do top threes. Top three, bottom three. So we're looking over the list here. I definitely got a... That's a one. Dislikes is easy. That's a one. And that's a two. I'm going to go three there. So, you can email us your favorite movies of the summer, cinemacrespiso@gmail.com, And we'll read them on the next episode, episode 138, this weekend. How you doing there, Drew? This could be a little easier.
All right. Could be, I got it.
Could be a little harder.
Yeah, got it.
I got it. All right. So let's start with the dislikes. What is your three bottom movies of the summer that you saw?
Poltergeist, Terminator, Genesis, Fantastic Four.
Oh, wow. Is that 3, 2, 1?
Sure. They're all interchangeable. None of them are very good. Oh. And if you want to add a fourth, I'm throwing in Avengers.
Okay. My dislikes are going 3, 2, 1. Terminator, Genesis, San Andreas. No, it's a Rush movie. Fuck that movie. Fuck it. Top three movies of the summer. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Straight Outta Compton, Ant-Man, Mad Max.
Man, so close to mine. I went Straight Outta Compton, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, Mad Max. Uh-huh. Ant-Man would be like 4 or 5 for me. Like that and Trainwreck and Inside Out would be kind of a 4, 5, 6.
I don't know. For me, those Mission Impossible movies, like they are what they are.
Sure.
But in my mind, I don't think they warrant a top spot in the movies for the year.
Sure. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I like the Mission Impossible movies. I enjoy them. So it was a good one. I like big action movies. It was done well. So it gets to number 2 for me. Straight Outta Compton is just so good. It's number 3.
Yeah.
And then Mad Max. Just like it's Mad Max, man. Like how much I hate Entourage is how much I love Mad Max. You know what I mean?
Mad Max, it's so great. It really is.
So good. Good stuff.
I need to meet more people who haven't seen it so I can be like, watch it!
Yeah. If you haven't seen Mad Max, email us, cinemacrossspace@gmail.com, and we will yell at you on our show.
We will berate you for it.
We will berate you every episode thereafter.
Until you've seen it.
Until you see it, and then submit a review and let us know you've seen it. So if you want to get down with our Mad Max watching program, email us, cinemacrossspace@gmail.com. Also, tweet us at CrossBudiso. Follow us on Facebook, CinemaCrossBudiso, and on Instagram, CinemaCrossBudiso. So I am on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. Drewster is at antihero419. And remember, you can email him Drewster at hotpillsforsale.com. He'll tell you all his hot pill stories, but he doesn't have any for sale.
Nope.
That's for sure, right?
Correct. None.
None?
None.
None?
Zero. Damn it. Sorry, dude.
All right. Well, then we are out of here. Thank you, Drew.
Welcome, Chris.
And thank you for downloading and listening, people. We'll be back with episode 138 soon.